The Bill Myers Show podcast is sponsored by Clouser Drilling. They've been leading the way in Southern Oregon well drilling for over 50 years. Find out more about them at clouserdrilling.com.
Here's Bill Myers.
Delighted that you are here. Happy, well, Cyber Monday, I guess is what you're going to hear incessantly today. And if you have signed up for email notifications from various websites or whatever, gosh, my, you're going to be pecked to death today to buy, but hey, that's the American way, all right? Welcome to the Bill Myers Show. It is Monday, the 2nd of December. I can't believe we're into the final month of 2024. 2024 just seems to have been a, I don't know, just a blur, really was. I don't know if it's just about because of the incessant politicization of it all or not. And that way we can certainly talk about that or anything else on your mind. Yeah. Yeah, of course, top national story is after everybody saying forever that he would not ever, ever in a million years pardon Hunter Biden. Well, of course, well, first off, let's just go with what everybody was saying for all this time, including Raggedy Ann and various other people weighing in.
As we sit here in Normandy, your son Hunter is on trial, and I know that you cannot speak about an ongoing federal prosecution. But let me ask you, will you accept the jury's outcome, their verdict, no matter what it is?
Yes.
And have you ruled out a pardon for your son?
Yes.
You have.
His son, Hunter, is also up for being sentenced next month. Does the president have any intention of pardoning him?
We've been asked that question multiple times. Our answer stands, which is no.
You said from the podium that President Biden would not pardon his son. If Vice President Harris is elected, would he tell her also to not pardon
his son? I mean, that's a hypothetical that look, the president, I could speak for the president, and he said he would not pardon his son. And I'm just going to leave it there.
Your husband, the president, has said he wouldn't pardon your son. He wouldn't commute his sentence.
That's correct.
As a mother, though, you must want to see this burden lifted off your son. Do you wish you could do that?
Well, Joe and I both respect the judicial system, and that's the bottom line.
Again, you've also said several times that the president would not pardon or commute sentences for his son, Hunter. I just want to make sure that is not going to change over the next 6 months. The president's saying he would not.
It's still a no. It's still a no.
It will always be a no.
It's still a no. It will be a no. It is a no, and I don't have anything else to add. Will he pardon his son? No.
Second one, would the president pardon or commute his son if he's convicted?
So I've answered this question before. It was asked of me not too long ago, a couple of weeks ago, and I was very clear, and I said no.
I'm extremely proud of my son, Hunter. He has overcome an addiction. He's one of the brightest, most decent men I know, and I am satisfied that I'm not going to do anything. I said I'd abide by the jury decision, and I will do that, and I will not pardon him.
Back to the first question of the briefing, I know you said not a lot's changed since yesterday and that it's a personal matter, but from a presidential perspective, is there any possibility that the president would end up pardoning his son?
No.
Well,
I just answered. Go ahead.
President Biden says that he's not going to pardon his son, Hunter. Is he going to ask Donald Trump to do that?
I don't have anything else to share about that. I'm not going to go down a rabbit hole on this. I've been very clear. The president's been very clear when we've been asked this question.
No one is above the law.
So there we go. There we go. And a question for you this morning, and you can join in. Are you surprised that President Biden pardoned Hunter? I mean, it's the obvious one, of course. First one, are you surprised? I'm not surprised in the least. I think everybody kind of knew this was always going to happen. Second of all, though, if Hunter were your child, if Hunter were your son in his 50s, having done what he has done, and you had the power of the presidency, would you pardon your son? If Hunter were your son, would you pardon him? It's a couple of ways of looking at this. You could take the moral way and saying that everybody has to be held accountable for their crimes and for their misbehavior. And you could also make the case that, Biden is doing what so many parents, I think, have done today in America, and that is have very, I don't know if you want to call it weak parenting or soft parenting or easy parenting. And yet, I don't know, wouldn't it be pretty hard not to use the power to pardon your son or daughter if he or she were convicted and in trouble like in Hunter Biden troubles? Another way of looking at this also is that, of course, maybe it was just as simple that pardoning Hunter ends up getting Joe off the hook for anything that may have happened. Because all the influence had to do with Hunter sending money to Joe through various channels. Now, is there any proof of that at the moment? Have they looked at it? You know, it's questionable, but there is so much smoke. I mean, why would you have your son in Burisma? Why would Burisma even care about this? Why would they care unless it had to do with influence peddling? And it comes right down to it. They just got Joe off. This pardon gets Joe off the hook too, doesn't it? We could talk about that and many other things this morning too. This is the Bill Myers Show on KMBD, 99.3 KBXG. We'll touch on some of the other headlines coming up over the long holiday weekend. And I hope you enjoyed yourself, and I hope you'll enjoy today too.
This holiday season, Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. wants to extend a heartfelt thank you to all of their amazing customers. Your trust and support have made this year truly special. As everyone celebrates this joyous time, they want to wish you happy holidays and a happy new year filled with warmth, happiness, and prosperity. From the Westfall team to your home, thank you for choosing Stephen Westfall Roofing, Inc. Visit them at StephenWestfallRoofingInc.com for all your roofing solutions.
Disasters happen, and Oregon faces a range of disaster threats, including earthquakes, floods, and storms. You can prepare now by taking three important steps. Step 1. Contact your insurance company to make sure you have the right amounts and types of coverage. Step 2. Create a home inventory by taking photos or videos of your possessions in each room of your home. Step 3. Gather and make copies of important identifying and financial documents. Store them in the cloud or another secure location. These three actions can help you and your community be more resilient in the face of disaster. Be disaster ready by being insurance ready. Visit dfr.oregon.gov/prepare now to learn how. This message brought to you by the Oregon Division of Financial Regulation, the Oregon Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
If you're getting ready for a winter road trip, click on the travel report on KMED.com. You'll find the latest road conditions, road cams, and gas prices all over our region. Be prepared with a travel report on KMED.com. Sponsored by Lithia Body and Paint on Bullock Road in Medford.
This is a model we can take across the country.
From the border.
What you've done is not only protect the state of Texas and the citizens of Texas, you are protecting this nation.
To the Capitol.
Special Counsel Jack Smith filed a motion to dismiss the election interference and classified documents cases.
This is the beginning of a slippery slope.
To around the world.
A ceasefire between Israel and the militant group Hezbollah.
This is designed to be a permanent cessation of hostilities.
Stay informed here.
Don't cross that line.
News Talk 106.3 KMED.
Hi, I'm Matt Stone, owner of Stone Heating and Air, and I'm on 106.3 KMED.
We have some open phone time here, the start of the program, and we'll go over some of the other headlines too, but the number here is 770-5633, 770-KMED. Yep, President Biden pardons Hunter, and he ended up coming out and saying, let me see if I could find a little bit of this. Today, I sign a pardon for my son Hunter, he wrote in that statement. From the day I took office, I said I would not interfere with the Justice Department's decision-making, and I kept my word, even as I have watched my son being selectively and unfairly prosecuted. And the president went on to claim that his son was being treated differently by the prosecutors. You know, and it's true. I mean, he was treated differently by the prosecutors. He was treated with kid gloves by the prosecutors. I mean, just about anybody else that had committed the same gun crimes that Hunter Biden did would have found himself in trouble and would have found himself in serious trouble early on. I mean, everybody did everything possible to, I mean, from the laptop that was his, that wasn't his. I mean, all the rest of it, it's, but like I said, I can't help but look at this as one of two situations. We have a soft parent, and Joe Biden seems to have doted on Hunter Biden his entire life. I don't think it's necessarily helped Hunter, because Hunter has behaved quite badly and has never really had to face many consequences for it. But that is not unusual for parents. You know, you have a lot of people that that parent softly, weakly, I guess. And when there are never any consequences, you end up having Hunter Bidens, a lot of Hunter Bidens in the culture. The big difference is, though, is that most people in the culture, when their kids get in trouble, don't have the FBI running interference, right? They just don't have that part. That is for sure. Speaking of the FBI, Kash Patel, big Trump loyalist nominated to take over the FBI. People are absolutely going nuts. There's this fellow on MSNBC that was just going nuts. I guess Kash Patel must be over the target, because they're, like I said, the right people are hating him.
Kash Patel as FBI director would be like if you crossed Alex Jones with J. Edgar Hoover in terms of just how much he would want to ignore precedent and the constraints that have been put onto the FBI over the years. With all of the conspiracy theorizing, all of the eagerness to fan the flames of the worst instincts of President Trump put into power, those two things should never mix. Kash Patel has them both, and he is a couple of votes away from that happening once he's put before the Senate.
Yay. Hey, that's just great. Yet another reason to have Kash Patel as the FBI. But, you know, one thing that he did say that I thought was quite interesting, Kash Patel saying that he thinks that the FBI should be taken out of the Beltway, close the office, and move the offices outside of the Beltway to try to get it out in the regular parts of the country, which I actually think would be a good idea. Of course, what do we do with that building that that all of the Congress critters ended up voting for? They approved a brand new building. It probably hasn't been built yet. That's why. Probably hasn't been built. I don't know. But anyway, so there's a couple of national headlines here at this moment. Let me go to Dave. Hello, Dave. How are you doing? Welcome. First call of the week. Good to have you back. What's going on?
Yeah, this is Minor Dave.
I know, Dave. That's why I said Dave. Hi, Dave.
All right. So I wanted to say that which parent you're talking about, mother or father? If my mother was president, I can guarantee you she would have pardoned my older brother.
She would. But. Huh? Yeah, because your older brother was problematic, right? You remember you telling me about him, right?
Right, right. So, and she had a thing for firstborn children. I'm not saying she didn't love me. I'm just saying she cut my older brother, the devil, a pass on a lot of things that my dad would have never done.
Yeah. Well, we wouldn't have known in Hunter Biden's case, because, of course, his mother was killed in that car crash that his brother was also killed in.
Right.
Or sister,
but his stepmother,
I think.
That's the same thing. My dad was the stepfather to my older brother. Mm-hmm. He adopted him. But then Greg, he's a half-brother, and he's an angel. And we call him the chosen one for my dad.
I'll tell you, your brother Greg is a great brother to have, too. Appreciate the opinion there, Dave. Let me go to line two next here on the Bill Myers Show. Hi, good morning. Who's this?
Good morning, Bill. Tom here.
Hey, Tom. Hey, how you doing this morning, huh?
Yeah, I think the pardon is just par for course for the Biden crime family. So there's no surprise, nothing to see here. Just move along. Just realize you're dealing with a very corrupt regime.
I would agree with you. I don't think anyone's really surprised by it. Let me put it this way. Are you disappointed by it? Would you have preferred to see it just play out the way it was supposed to in the first place? Or was this never part of the cards as you see it?
I just see it as a minor blip in the demise of the United States morality and so forth. And, you know, the big picture is that we have a very corrupt system that's put a very corrupt person in charge. I'm more concerned about what he will do between now and the time he leaves office. I just read a blurb where they decided to put depleted uranium in the shells being lobbed into Russia. Now, I don't know about you, but if I was Putin, and they were lobbying this depleted uranium, which has long, long-term consequences into...
Well, in essence, you are contaminating the soil of the nations you attack, like what we did in Iraq, right?
And they're having terrible times, babies being born without arms and so forth, but this is all being covered up. So, the big problem is we don't have enough clear information to make correct decisions. Now, you go back to Biden, I know the guy has been depicted in, the various medias as being pretty much a kind of a scuzzy character, taking bribes, moving bribes along, and so forth. I don't know if he's, ever killed anybody directly or broken. I know he's broken tons of laws, but has he really hurt somebody? I don't know. He just seems like a kind of a scuzzy character, sort of like Biden. I don't think Biden has ever.
Yeah, I would say if he's hurt anybody directly, probably be his daughter, who he abandoned, in that.
Yeah.
That's probably it. But of course, you could say that about many men, unfortunately. I'm not trying to excuse it. But that's nothing unusual. I still think, though, that ultimately, I don't think there are many parents today. If they had the, and by the way, this is a broad power. If you had the power of pardon, I don't know if there are most parents that if their child wasn't in the situation, they wouldn't do it.
Yeah, I'm just concerned about who else is going to pardon. Because there's been so many crimes being done against American people. I mean, just look at the COVID crap that was forced on us. And he almost needs to pardon himself. I mean, he stood up there in front of the nation and he said, you get this shot, you won't get COVID and you won't pass it on to others. I mean, if there's any cause for prosecuting the president, that's yet another one of his long list of crimes that he did against the American people.
Well, you do understand that the pardoning of Hunter Biden is, in essence, ultimately a pardon of Joe Biden, is it not, really?
Of course it is. Of course it is, yeah. It's a Biden crime family. I mean, it's pretty extensive if you really get into it.
Yeah, but what's the point of having the pardon power if you can't abuse it? And I have
you
to say, but just about every president, in my opinion, does abuse the pardon. And I would even say, even President Trump, they all abuse it. I'm thinking about as even Trump went out, he didn't really do anything about the J6ers at that point. Maybe it was too early to be able to know, where they were going to go. At that point, but a whole.
I hope his first act, one of his first acts as president, is to let everyone in J6 out. I mean, that is such an abuse, and I'm concerned that Biden will pardon the crooks that put the J6 people in.
That's a very interesting point. Let's watch for that. You're probably right.
Okay,
that's probably the next. That's the next shoe to drop. Okay, I appreciate the call there, Tom. Thanks so much. Hey, another Trump news this morning. President-elect Donald Trump continued emphatically letting the world know some of his plans when he returns to the White House. Just the News reporting. He's threatening tariffs if certain nations insist on pursuing or continuing policies that he feels are contrary to U.S. interests. Saturday, Trump threatened 100% tariffs on the BRICS nations over plans that they have been working on to move away from the dollar as the world's reserve currency. That's a position it has held since 1944, the Bretton Woods Agreement, as we know, right? And then, of course, things got a little dicier when Nixon closed the gold window in 1971. But anyway, the BRICS nations include Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, Egypt, Ethiopia, Iran, and the United Arab Emirates. Now, Donald Trump says the idea that the BRICS countries are trying to move away from the dollar while we stand by and watch is over. We require a commitment from these countries that they will never create a new BRICS currency nor back any other currency to replace the mighty U.S. dollar, or they will face 100% tariffs and should expect to say goodbye to selling into the wonderful U.S. economy. They can go find another sucker. I love President Trump, but he's absolutely economically illiterate on this particular situation. I don't know. Maybe this is just a bluff. It could be. Maybe it's just about a negotiating tactic. But, you know, you want to know the real reason why everybody's trying to get out, why these countries like China and Russia and various other places are trying to get out of the U.S. dollar? They'd probably be happy to use the U.S. dollar if the fact that the United States government always uses the dollar as a bludgeon to baby club sealed to death any country that does anything that the United States doesn't like. And that's just it. See, the whole idea of us having the reserve currency is that we get to export our inflation. That's really what we do with it, ultimately. But it's also a burden. Makes it more difficult for us to have an export-based economy. We have to import everything a lot of times because, well, you know, you're exporting your inflation, your labor costs aren't the same. I don't want to get too much off in the weeds on this thing. But if anybody wants to not use the dollar in international trade, it's because the United States tends to beat you to death if you get sideways in any way possible with the United States. Cross any kind of red line whatsoever. You want to force us to use the U.S. dollar, but then you're going to say that if we don't do everything that you want, United States government, we're going to seize your dollars or seize your assets and seize things in your bank accounts. And we'll put sanctions on you, and we'll keep you out of the international settlements system. I forget exactly how that's called. You know, that's just it. So I'm sorry. I'm glad that President Trump is going to be incoming President Trump, but this thing about tariffing the BRICS nations is absolute economic nonsense, in my opinion. It's 6:32 at KMED at 99.3 KBXG. You're on the Bill Myers Show. Latest news brought to you by locally owned and operated Artisan Bakery Cafe in South Medford. It's a full-service cafe offering breakfast, lunch, and specialty coffees. You'll be wowed one bite at a time.
From the KMED News Center, here's what's going on. President Joe Biden pardoned his son Hunter on gun and tax charges despite previous promises he wouldn't, claiming the cases against him were politically motivated and prosecuted to hurt the president politically. Biden's spokesperson, Karine Jean-Pierre, was asked recently if Biden was going to change his mind on the pardon.
Still, it's still a no. It's still a no.
It will always be a no.
It's still a no. It will be a no. It is a no. And I don't have anything else to add. Will he pardon his son? No.
The president released a statement Sunday evening saying his son was singled out and that raw politics has infected the process. Oregon Democratic Congresswoman Val Hoyle was one of more than 100 politicians around the country to get a bomb threat targeting their residence. The threat against Hoyle was sent by email to the Springfield Police Department. More stagnant air on the way for the next 24 hours locally. The National Weather Service in Medford says people with respiratory illness need to follow their doctor's advice for dealing with high levels of air pollution. Bill Lennon, KMED.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. After repeatedly insisting that he would not pardon his son, President Biden has issued a pardon for Hunter Biden, sparing him a possible prison term for federal felony gun and tax convictions. President-elect Trump refers to the pardon as an abuse and a miscarriage of justice. The FBI could be in for a seismic shakeup should President Trump's nominee for Bureau Director win confirmation. Former public defender Kash Patel has also worked as a House Intel Committee staff member and as Pentagon Chief of Staff. Across parts of central and western New York State and western Pennsylvania, people have been digging out from beneath feet of lake effect snow. Parts of Ohio, western Michigan affected by heavy lake effect snows as well. And forecasters say it may not be over yet. They say that more snow could be on the way and soon. More details at srnnews.com.
Hear that? The relaxing sound of ambient music in a yoga class. And if you were here, you'd listen to 15 people taking a deep breath in sync. But you're not here. Your self-care happens out on the road, riding your motorcycle protected by Progressive. So if you ride, get a quote today and see if you could save with Progressive, America's number one motorcycle insurer. And find inner peace with a different pose called Palms on Handlebars. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates not available in all states.
Hi, Mom. Surprise, I brought you something.
Socks. Oh, heat holders original.
I use them for snow sports and around the farm. I also bought a bunch for my new work site.
I know what everyone is getting for gifts this holiday.
Heat holders socks are the warmest. We use a proprietary three-stage process, making heat holders the softest, warmest, and most comfortable socks guaranteed. We also have hats, gloves, throws, and so much more. Go to heatholders.com. Use the code HEAT to save 15% off your order. Free shipping for orders over $25. Heatholders.com.
Well Burns Weapons is your friendly gun suppressor and ammo dealer. And they'd like to wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And if you're looking for a unique gift, Well Burns may have just what you're looking for. How about a Glock for concealed carry? A new AR-15 for family fun and security? Or a suppressor for someone's favorite firearm? And a great selection of hard-to-find ammo for stocking stuffers? Get expert gift advice. Shop Well Burns Weapons next to Diner 62 on Crater Lake Highway in White City.
Hi, it's Lisa with Kelly's Automotive Service, wishing you and your family a safe and joyous Christmas season. And on behalf of everyone at Kelly's, I'd like to offer a simple reminder about God's greatest gift to humanity, John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from all of us at Kelly's Automotive Service in Grants Pass and Medford, where we service your vehicle, but take care of you.
Remember when you began a do-it-yourself project and you wish you had a neighbor that knew how to actually do it? When it comes to any fencing project, your neighbor is Quality Fence. Let us show you how, plus save you time and frustration. Get to your Quality Fence showroom in Central Point or Grants Pass and start your project today. Visit QualityFenceCo.com. That's QualityFenceCo.com.
Quality Fence is doing it right for you.
The Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED.
Delighted to have Bill Walton on, a Bill of a different last name. He is also known as the Unwoke CEO and host of the Bill Walton Show. How are you doing this morning, Bill? Welcome to the program. Great to have you on.
Doing great. Glad to be here.
Hey, Bill, I've never had the pleasure of talking to you until this morning, but it looks like you have a really interesting background, and you're chair of the Resolute Protector Foundation. And I was hoping you'd tell us a little bit about that and also what you were doing in the Trump transition team back 2016, 2017. Really interesting history here that people need to hear about.
Well, Resolute Protector Foundation is sort of an umbrella. It's 501c3 that I do everything through. And I support, you know, dozens of conservative and political action groups and people who are doing things to protect, restore America. That's why, hence the name Resolute Protector. And, you know, I've been involved in the political action world ever since I merged my company in 2010 and, you know, on the board of Heritage. And now I'm on the vice chairman of the CPAC, Conservative Political Action Coalition. And so I'm kind of into the trying to fix the country. And we're delighted we've got a new president on the way January 20th, and it can't happen soon enough.
Yeah. By the way, since you call yourself known as the Unwoke CEO, has peaked wokeness finally gone past us? Is the pendulum starting to swing, or do we have some more team chaos to endure here over the next few years? What do you think?
Boy, it sure looks like it, because it was always bad business. I mean, it was, you know, Michael Jordan used to say, I don't come out on politics because, you know, both sides buy tennis shoes, you know, buy Nikes. And so he stayed out of it. But the corporations got very frisky. And, you know, most of the old days, most CEOs were conservative. Today, most of them are very progressive, and they move their companies in that direction. And they've really hurt themselves. The latest example being Bud Light and Jaguar.
Yeah. Why is it that CEOs have gone in that direction? Is it just the water they're swimming in these days, you know, the overall political climate, or something else deeper in play?
I think a lot of it's where they went to school. I mean, a lot of the CEOs, disproportionate number from Ivy League schools, and, you know, they got indoctrinated and when they were in college and really never wore off. And so a lot of them are true believers. And then, of course, the rest of it is that CEOs are surrounded by an HR department and a community relations department and their foundation and things like that, and all the people that staff those lean left. And so there's a bias to go that direction, kind of baked into the corporate cake. But it's been lousy for business. And you know, even BlackRock, who was pushing DEI and the climate change agenda, has backed off from that because they recognize that a lot of their investors don't like it. And so I think we have seen it waning days. And if you look at the election of Donald Trump, I think the reason he won is because of his anti-woke agenda. And Americans are really tired of being divided by DEI. I mean, we have so much more in common than what separates us. And, you know, America's not built on dividing us into tiny little interest groups with grievances.
I think there's also a part of this bill in which, you know, people are tired of being forced to buy tickets to the crazy circuses of other people. You know, and there seems to be, and it's just like, no, all right, you know, you can be as much of an oddball as you want, but the idea that I have to kneel to you with your problems is not. I don't think it's going to be working the same way. I think people had it up to here, really.
Oh, I so agree. I mean, the people that have been through the corporate awareness training, and you know, that they inflict on people, where it's not. You're not just supposed to be nice to people, but you're supposed to recognize that you, if you're white, that you're inherently racist and you have to act accordingly. That people are fed up with that because, in the first place, it's not true. But I think all of us sort of feel, look, if you want to be trans or you want to do anything, that's fine, but do it on your own time. Don't reorganize society around a group of people that may be 0.5% of the total.
Yeah. I wanted to take it on to, and by the way, how can people find your show? Because you actually do your own online show. It's the, you know, the Bill Walton Show. And where can people go to find that, by the way, before I ask in some more?
It's very easy to find, thebillwaltonshow.com.
Okay.
We're also on Twitter, Rumble, YouTube, all the major podcast platforms. We've got a also put out through Substack, and it's on probably 12 different platforms. And we're also on the CPAC Now website with their show posted there every week. So.
My gosh, you're like this multimedia guy everywhere. He's everywhere. He's everywhere, folks. Hey,
well, I'm a mile wide and an inch deep.
I kind of feel that way myself sometimes here, Bill. Especially when you're a generalist and you're talking culture and various other things. What did I ask you though? What is your overall impression? I'm not surprised that President Biden ended up pardoning Hunter. I don't think you can be surprised about that. Only other than that the Washington establishment spent about the last, 2 years saying that he would never do it. But are you surprised at all at what ended up happening over the weekend?
Not even slightly. But I am surprised about the timing because, you know, President Trump just announced Saturday that he's going to appoint Kash Patel to be heading of the FBI. And Kash is going to have a tough confirmation, but he's highly qualified for the job, and that was going to be the top headline in the news cycle. But by Trump announcing this pardon when he did, he sort of pushes the FBI thing off to the second page, and that's going to, you know, we're all going to be talking about that. And then now I think the cynics among us think Joe's going to pardon himself.
Well, in essence, Bill, when he pardoned Hunter, didn't he in essence pardon a lot of what he did?
You know, except there's a loophole because it goes back to 2014 when Joe was vice president, and by giving him a blanket pardon against everything, it means that Hunter, if he's called to testify, can't plead the Fifth Amendment because he's not going to be punished for anything. And so he's got to testify and tell the truth. And if he's asked about Joe Biden and the Biden family dealings, he's going to have to tell the truth or else be guilty of perjury. So it wasn't really thought through. I'm not surprised because Joe's not in any shape to really think things through. So it's this is still going to be an open item, I think.
Yeah. Well,
it depends a bit on how hard Trump wants to pursue it. I don't think he will pursue it that hard. I think he's got other things that are more important than that.
He's going to have a lot of irons in the fire in 2025 for sure. Bill Walton here once again with me this morning. Bill, speaking of what are the irons in the fire, there's a lot of things I agree about President Trump. I absolutely disagree with his talk over the weekend about 100% tariff on BRICS countries who are trying to create a new reserve currency. And this is my take. Maybe give me your take on it, because the challenge that the people that want to form another currency or try to get away from us are tired of the federal government using the dollar as a bludgeon to beat everyone to death that steps outside of the predetermined outcomes of where they think policy should be. And if you want to have people use your foreign or use your money as a reserve currency, it's a great privilege. you can't seize their stuff. You can't do the sanctions. You can't do everything else. Where am I wrong on that? I'm just talking about the logic of this.
Well, there is no logic. In the first place, I don't think there's an example of a currency block that's ever been successful in the world over time.
Right.
And so the idea that he's going to sanction them with 100% tariffs because they enter into it is just, sometimes you wish you could stand beside him when he's ready to tweet something and say, no, this is not a good one to tweet out on. But the thing is, he likes to do things like this, and the dollar reserve currency status cuts both ways, because what it does is it allows us to issue infinite amounts of debt.
Yeah, we get to export our inflation, Bill. We export our inflation. Yeah. That's what we do.
Right? We've got $35 trillion of debt right now, and it's mounting at a rate of $2 to $3 trillion a year, and that's unsustainable. And you could argue that if we lost, the dollar didn't have its reserve status, that it would discipline the government to spend within its means, which would be a pretty good thing.
Yeah. One of your latest episodes on thebillwaltonshow.com, and I'm going to have to watch this when I get off, because this is very thought-provoking. It has to do with the CIA and FBI beyond repair. And this is kind of going back in with Kash Patel being nominated to take it over. What did you and guest Michael Walder talk about overall? It's the overall thumbnail.
Well, Mike's a longtime friend. He's a deep, deep, deep experience in the intelligence world, and he wrote a book called Big Intel, which came out last year. And I've had him on a couple of times to talk about it. This most recent episode was his remedies for an FBI and CIA that have really steered way beyond their original mandate and the things they shouldn't be doing. The FBI, for example, was set up to be a criminal, to prevent crime, and it morphed into an intelligence agency, which led them into things like investigating the Catholic Church and going after parents that speak out at school board meetings and things like that. And the recommendation that Mike has, and I agree, is that the FBI needs to be shut down and the essential parts parceled out to other agencies where they can focus on essentially what the original mandate ought to be, and it ought to be out of the intelligence business altogether.
Would you agree with Kash Patel, who had actually talked about closing the building then, and moving it out of the Beltway, which would be huge, especially when Congress just ended up giving them the building money, right, not too long ago?
Well, they were going to build something out in Maryland here that, I'm in the D.C. area. You know, the property they were going to build it on is bigger than the Vatican.
Really?
And, it's huge. It's massive, the campus and everything involved. And it was grandiose beyond belief. And, of course, the FBI is not really created by Congress. It was created by a memorandum from an attorney general in 1908. Doesn't really have a legal standing, but therefore nobody really has oversight over it. And so they were going to build this headquarters without asking permission. Trump's going to stop that. And I think, have you seen the building? It's the name of the architecture for it is Brutalist Architecture.
Oh, sort of one, no. Of Brutalist. In other words, translation, Soviet Union, you're going to feel very small when you're standing by it, right?
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah.
That's it. I think, shut it down and make it a museum to the deep state or something like that. That was his idea, which I think is pretty good.
Bill, get the popcorn for 2025. That's all we can say. Have lots of popcorn, lots of butter. We're going to need that. It's going to be an interesting time. The BillWaltonShow.com and other websites, too, that I will get that all put up on my particular website. Bill, a pleasure meeting you this morning, and you do take care, and happy, hopefully, smaller deep state day as time goes on, okay?
You right.
Be well.
Yeah. Buckle or seatbelt for 2025.
All right. Thanks again, Bill. Take care.
Thanks, Bill. Great.
The Bill Walton Show. Bill Walton, host of The Bill Walton Show. It is 10 before 7. You're on KMED and 99.3 KBXG.
Johnson Builders is the leading authority of pole building construction in Southern Oregon and Northern California for over 20 years. Save on shops, garages, barns, and covered riding arenas during their winter sale going on now. For commercial, industrial, or residential, they have you covered with the biggest sale of the year. Visit Johnson.Builders or check them out on Instagram at Johnson Builders Corp. For ideas on your project, financing available.
Johnson Builders, building for your future.
If your tools and equipment are rolling around in your pickup bed and trailer, Two Dogs Fabricating will get you organized with racks, hooks, hangers, baskets, and sleeves. Two Dogs provides whatever you need to be efficient and ready when you roll up on a job site. And if you're looking for a unique work bed or trailer, sketch it on a napkin and bring it in. Just a little direction and you'll say, "That's exactly what I was thinking." Two Dogs Fabricating, a working man's best friend. Up beside your dog, of course. On Bryan Way, off Sage in Medford, and at twodogsfab.com.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Go with your gut. Your dog's immune system is based in the gut. A diet lacking in nutrients can cause itching, scratching, and a weak immune system. However, there is a solution. DINOVITE. DinoVite.
It took a grand total of 2 weeks. The dog stopped itching, the hair stopped falling out.
Try DinoVite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DinoVite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with DinoVite.
I'm Nicole Murray with Your Money Now. Stocks are currently mixed. Dow Industrials down by 85, the NASDAQ up by 130, the S&P 500 up by 10. The weak demand for package delivery at companies like UPS and FedEx promises to be great news for online shoppers who want quick, on-time holiday gift delivery. Major delivery firms are well positioned for on-time delivery performance to approach 100% this year. That's according to Satish Jindal, founder of shipping consultancy ShipMatrix. SunFed is recalling whole cucumbers distributed in 26 states and Canada because they could contain salmonella. The cucumbers were shipped to Pennsylvania, Washington, Missouri, and more. Southwest Airlines said it is ending its cabin service earlier on its flights. Beginning Wednesday, flight attendants will begin preparing the cabin for landing at an altitude of 18,000 feet instead of the original 10,000 to reduce in-flight turbulence injuries. That's Your Money Now.
My son loves to fly kites, but my active psoriatic arthritis can sometimes hold me back. Now with Skyrizi to treat my skin and joints, I'm ready to go. Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection for adults, helps with less joint pain, stiffness, swelling, and fatigue. For those who also have plaque psoriasis, 90% clearer skin is possible with just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Don't use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi, there's nothing like clearer skin and better movement, and that means everything. Ask your doctor about Skyrizi today and visit Skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
Welcome to the Bill Myers Show on 106.3 KMED. Give Bill a call at 541-770-5633. That's 770-KMED.
We work hard all day.
That's one of my favorite Christmas specials from back when I was a little kid. You know, the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer one with Burl Ives, the late Burl Ives, as the snowman. I love that. And you had the Charlie in the Box. Remember the Island of Misfit Toys, which I have renamed the Island of Misfit Humans, which I still use the term now, even today. But it's so funny. I was putting all of the Christmas songs from my computer into the iPod. I still have these old school iPods. And I was putting them in on Saturday, right? And then it's Saturday, and then Saturday night, maybe it was Friday, and then falling asleep Friday night. And I'm listening to some of them, And then Saturday morning, I'm waking up, and that's what's in my head. We are Santa's elves. It must have been on for a while as part of the holiday list. Ho, 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 we are Santa's elves. Oh, interesting. I can't believe that was out. 1964 for that special, by the way. That is the oldest continuously running Christmas special of all time. Is the 1964 Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer with the Bumbles, the Abominable Snowman, and Yukon Cornelius, and all the rest of it. That's been on practically every year since 1964, 60th year. And I think it's on NBC this year. It's bounced back and forth now and then. As far as the weekend, I did some Black Friday shopping. Did you? I did a little bit. It wasn't a whole lot. And most of it was in home improvement stores because that's really, if there was anything I was going to need, that was about it. I ended up getting a ladder. There was a screaming deal on a ladder and this and then the other. But the one thing that I just have the toughest time, and I don't know if you have this happen or not. I already have practically any tool that I need. I have every tool that I need, every screwdriver set, every drill driver set. You know, I've got the power tools. I've got the hand tools. As I've been collecting tools for 40, 50 years, right? I still have some tools from my father. Some craftsman tools from my father when he was a little kid that he gave me. I still have some of that. You know, it's all still there. And yet, when I go into like a Home Depot or a Lowe's or a Daisy's or, you know, wherever it is, and it's Black Friday, I'm still sitting there drawn over to the section. Oh, gosh, here's a drill driver set, a set of bits. I already have like 150 bits probably from other Black Friday sales over the years. And yet I'm still sitting there going, but it's $19.99 and it's DeWalt or, you know, it's Makita or Milwaukee or Ryobi, whatever it is. I got to tell you, I don't know what that... what it is about that, but I guess they figure you're going to be that way, right? That's the plan. It's Black Friday, and we're going to say this, and that's the other thing. This is a special value, right? This is a special value, you know, valued at $140, but if purchased separately, but you can get this drill driver set at $19.95. I don't know, but... But still, I enjoyed it. And see, look, there's a lot of activity out there. They're talking about Black Friday spending was quite a bit bigger than it was in 2023, which doesn't really surprise me. You think about it, it's pretty simple. People are a little bit strained. Inflation has taken a toll out of people's budgets, and everyone's looking for a little bit of a deal, more of a deal. But I felt like that, like a proverbial fentanyl addict, though, at the home improvement stores. All you have to do is just put a bit set, a screwdriver set, you know, whatever it is. A tape measure. Oh, an electronic tape measure, even better. You know, whatever. I put them all down. Yeah, I put them all back. It was hard. I literally had the stuff in my cart, and I said, no, this is nonsense. I have more tools than I know what to do with, and then I went home and then I worked on the radio stuff over the weekend. By the way, I put that up on Facebook yesterday. Remember when AM 1440, when we decommissioned AM 1440 a little over a year ago, I ended up saving the oscillator, the main heart of the old tube transmitter, that 1947 tube transmitter that we used to talk about and put pictures up on Facebook. And I'd saved the oscillator, and over the weekend, I built a power supply, and I got it running, and I was able to actually put AM 1440 back on the air in my garage. It just covered the inside of my garage and, like, out in the yard a little bit. You got FCC rules you got to be careful of. But, hey, it worked great. I was able to get AM 1440 back on. Maybe I'll bring it back for my neighborhood now and then. And if we're ever in an emergency and nothing else works... Well, gosh darn it, I'll bring AM 1440 back for sure. And the FCC says, no, you won't, Bill. I'm having fun, all right? It's 7 o'clock. This is KMBD, KMBD HD1, Eagle Point, Medford, KBXG, Grants Pass. We'll check town hall news here in just a moment. We're going to catch up there with Josephine County Commissioner John West. And there's some interesting news, an interesting wrinkle in the news about the recall campaign election in Josephine County. We'll have the latest on that coming up.